The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about the States and Donald Trump in particular, because the jury in his court case regarding hush money payments were out in deliberations. The Hollywood actor Robert De Niro held a press conference outside the courthouse where he called the former president a threat to democracy. So that is what Robert De Niro had to say outside. What has been the reaction stateside? Jeff Cooner is host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 Radio in Boston. Jeff, pleasure as always. What's Robert De Niro been up to?
Well, I'm thinking about the late Roman Empire as well. But let that go, Kieran. It was, I think, one of the biggest mistakes of his entire career. This is blown up in his face. And Kieran, the point I want to make is, it's not that he's just a Hollywood actor who decided to hold the press conference. They do that all the time. The reason why this got such massive coverage and such massive blowback, to the point now that I think he's done serious damage to his acting legacy, is that he was there as an official spokesman, a campaign surrogate on behalf of the Biden-Harris reelection team. So he's now gone completely political. He is now essentially volunteering and working with Biden and Harris. And he went there 20 feet, 30 feet away from the courthouse where Donald Trump now is, his fate is being decided as you and I speak. And it was an unhinged rant. And I don't just mean he's a threat to democracy. Trump is a racist. You hear that a lot from his opponents. It was, he's going to make himself a dictator for life. It will be the end of everything, as De Niro put it. That government itself will perish from the earth. That the United States will be finished. That we will, the world will end, according to Bob De Niro, if Trump wins in 2024, i.e. nuclear Armageddon, global nuclear Holocaust. Mm. It was so hysterical. It was so deranged. It was so over the top. It was so histrionic. And then you combine that with, you had some of the Trump supporters who saw him and they began to sort of, you know, talk back to him and try to rebut him during the press conference. You know, they called him trash and they said he's a washed up actor. And then he just went ballistic.
And sorry, Jeff, you know, is the problem the nature of the intervention rather than the intervention? Because here, for what it's worth, like, it'd be very, very rare for anybody of note, a celebrity, actor, sports person, whatever it happened to be, to endorse politicians or parties here. They kind of stay out of it. But in the States, my understanding was it does happen. Like, you know, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, James Woods, Lin-Manuel Miranda, whoever. They've often plumped for one politician or another.
Right. You're absolutely right, Karen. No, it's not that he's an actor who, you know, took an anti-Trump position. It's that he was acting as an official surrogate of the campaign. And then he starts calling Trump voters clowns and gangsters. And then he starts with the, forgive me, F you. Go F yourself. You mother effer. And it wouldn't stop for 10, 15 minutes. And so what people saw was, there's no other way to put it, a man who had become unglued. It was an absolute, complete meltdown. And so what he ended up doing was, say you're for Biden. Well, he's not convincing you. You're for Biden. You hate Trump. But he has inflamed Trump supporters. And the big one, many of those on the fence, many independents, looked at him and said, these are the ravings of a madman. And if this is who Biden is putting out to try to defend him and go after Trump, this is not playing well. This has blown back against Biden, blown back against the campaign. And Kieran, I got to tell you, even many De Niro supporters and fans are telling him, you made a fool of yourself. Stay out. And I don't know if you heard the latest, it just cost him a major role. Kevin Costner, he called it a pity role, said nobody wants to hire De Niro anymore because this is what you get. He's an angry old man who's always swearing and yelling and screaming. He said, well, we gave him a minor role in his upcoming project, $30 million. He said, after what I saw in Lower Manhattan and his behavior, I don't want him on my set. So it just cost him a $30 million role, and I think it's going to cost him a hell of a lot more when everything is said and done.
I'd like to get minor roles for $30 million. I like the sound of that, Jeff. Listen, what do you suspect is the view within the Biden administration today? Do you think they're looking at this with their head in their hands thinking, ugh, that was a mistake?
I think there's no question. And I think you're never going to see De Niro as an official spokesman again. And look, I think the bigger issue now that Biden faces is that this trial is going to end. It's either going to end today. The jury's going to come up with some kind of a verdict tomorrow, the weekend, I think the absolute latest. And what the polls now show is that over the last 6 weeks, support for Trump has gone up. People thinking that the seriousness of the charges has gone down. And so the American people have looked at this trial and they've concluded it's ultimately much ado about nothing and that Biden and his people are out to get him. And so politically now, I think Trump is in a very good position. If they find him guilty, it's already pretty much baked into the cake. I mean, I could be wrong, but it seems like it's not going to move the needle very much. If he's found either acquitted, which I don't think will happen, or a hung jury, which may happen, it's going to be like rocket fuel. It is going to give him a massive boost. And that's why Biden is now saying he is going to address the country from the Oval Office right after the verdict. And I think he's going to do it for two reasons. One, if Trump is convicted, which I think will happen, by the way, I think Trump is going to go down. He is going to come out and say, A, he's a convicted felon. And B, if I were them, I'd say I'm not debating Trump. This would be the perfect opportunity and excuse not to debate Trump, saying I will not degrade the presidency, the office of the presidency, debating with a convicted felon. That gets him out of those two debates and see if Trump's numbers crater. If Trump is a hung jury, acquitted, I don't think so, but let's say it's a hung jury. I think then Biden will turn around and say, okay, fine, the American justice system works. We have the rule of law. I want everybody to accept the results. And then he'll come across as magnanimous. Mm. So either way, Biden is going to have to address this. But mark my words, if they find him guilty, I think that this may actually help Trump. I don't know. We'll see. But the feeling now is that this was a weaponized political persecution. You look at the case, and especially Kieran, the thing that shocks everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just how flimsy the charges were. It's that the instructions from the judge, where he told the jurors, this has never happened in American history, you don't have to agree on the underlying crime. There's 12 jurors. If four of you believe that he violated campaign finance, four of you believe, say, that he violated or evaded tax, committed tax fraud, and four of you believe he falsified records. As long as you believe there was some kind of a crime, I will accept it. This has never been done before. They find him guilty. This is going straight to the Supreme Court.
So this is why Donald Trump suggests that even Mother Teresa couldn't beat these charges, is it?
Well, that's because of the way the judge has set it up. And the irony is, and Kieran, look, please don't take my word for it. It's 50 plus pages of instructions. And eventually you get to what the charges are. There's no statute in the law. This is what's remarkable. Every time you go to court, at least in this country, there has to be a specific statute in the law that says, whatever, you robbed a bank, violates XX statute. You, whatever, held up a bank teller, whatever, whatever it is. This, there are no statutes whatsoever. So what this really is Alvin Bragg going into Manhattan, which is hyper-liberal, rabidly anti-Trump, one of the most Democrat, if not the most Democrat district in the entire country, and going to a jury pool and saying, evil orange man, look at Trump. You want to get him? Get him. Just find him guilty. Even if it's overturned on appeal, it doesn't matter. We want convicted felon stamped on his forehead. And the play now is, with a convicted felony, they believe that can crater him among independents, and that will put Biden over the top.
Well, as you say, the verdict due maybe later today, maybe tomorrow, certainly before the weekend. So we will watch closely. Jeff, pleasure as always. Thanks a million for joining us. Jeff Cooner is host of the Cooner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.